This is Mark Bentley with It's Not So Trivial, a weekly look at New Mexico trivia and what's behind it.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
On this program, we explore all sorts of fascinating New Mexico trivia. Beginning this week and for the next several weeks, we'll look at something of a phenomenon today. More than 1,500 years ago, a man named Benedict ended up making history in New Mexico. We'll tell that story after this.
For more than a century, New Mexico Highlands University has served as a leading academic, cultural, and economic institution for the communities of northern New Mexico. Founded in 1873 as a normal college focusing on teacher education, today Highlands students succeed in the arts, sciences, business, teaching, nursing, and social work, making a difference locally and globally.
St. Benedict was a man born in Norcia in present-day Italy. I'm not sure how it would have been pronounced in his time, and sent to school in Rome, and there became dismayed by the moral laxity of his time, and went off probably as early as 18 to be a monk, a hermit, in a place called Subiaco, which is the name of our religious congregation. And through some various experiences there, he eventually left that place and went on to Monte Cassino and established there a big community for men rather than more a hermit's life.
That was Abbot Philip from Christ in the Desert Monastery near Abiquiu. Christ in the Desert is one of the relatively few flourishing monasteries in the United States. While the numbers of young men becoming priests and monks is generally declining in the Western world, there are a few places, like Christ in the Desert, where they're growing. Christ in the Desert was founded in 1964, and when Abbot Philip became superior at the age of 32, he was the only monk there who was in solemn vows, except for the then retiring superior. But why, right after the Second Vatican Council, were monks leaving? Why the decline in vocations? Again, Abbot Philip.
There was a sense of freedom, a sense of looking around, doing things, and when people, young people would look, they'd see priests leaving, they'd see religious leaving. Why would they be attracted to that? It was no longer this sort of very stable, strong spiritual force in the church.
There aren't that many monasteries in the United States today, and of those where there is growth, like Christ in the Desert, a large number of their membership is from overseas. Abbot Philip explains.
Also, though, outside, we began to become international in a way that I think hardly any other monastery, if any at all, in the world is international today. And began by receiving monks from other communities of our own congregation who were having some difficulties. But that introduced us to monks from Africa, monks from the Philippines, monks from Europe. And eventually, then, we began to receive vocations from various places. Vietnam, we have four houses of our congregation there. We established a really strong relationship with those communities, and eventually we were asked to take some of their monks whose families were immigrating to the United States. So I would say from about 1988 till 1992, within those 4 years, we, from being a totally white, American-born community, we became a fully international community, and today we're about 60% foreign-born.
The monastic life isn't for everyone, but the beauty and silence and spiritual peace at play at Christ in the Desert makes it a place for visitors who want to spend a day or a weekend in the guest cabins. And it makes it a place where many come and stay. A final bit after this. This program is brought to you in part by Pecos River Station. Pecos River Station is located at the San Juan, San Jose exit off I-25 between Las Vegas and Santa Fe. Pecos River Station, where the sign, bright yellow in red letters, says gas. It's the Pecos River Station. Next week, we'll continue, but we'll look and listen in more depth to what makes Christ in the Desert unique and such a wonder in New Mexico. This has been It's Not So Trivial, a weekly look at New Mexico trivial information, facts that you may not know, but are really important. Have a great week.